EU foreign ministers, including Simon Coveney, will discuss the imprisonment of the jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny today. Russian police have detained more than 3,000 people in a crackdown on protests in support of Navalny, who was detained on his return to the country last weekend after treatment in Germany for a near-fatal poisoning with the nerve agent Novichok. The Kremlin rejects Navalny's claim that President Putin ordered the attack. Sarah Rainsford is the BBC Moscow correspondent. And Sarah, protesters came out in numbers defying that the ban, the fears of COVID and restrictions and freezing temperatures. Is it fair to say now that this is very worrying for the Kremlin and the crackdown was swift?
Well, yes, I think that the numbers were significant and the Kremlin will certainly be watching to see how this develops. I think the aim of Alexei Navalny, who actually called for these protests across the country himself from his court hearing when he was remanded in custody on arriving back in Moscow, he wanted people to come out right across the country. And they did from the far, far east in freezing temperatures, minus 50 in some places, to here in Moscow and up in St. Petersburg, where there were really big crowds, the biggest crowds here in the capital. I was on Pushkin Square on Saturday. There was a huge crowd there packed into the square itself and into the pavements too. A lot of riot police. At the beginning, they were sweeping in and they were picking people out of the crowd, apparently at random, and detaining them. But a bit later, they then basically tried to clear the square and there was lots of people detained then. I think the number now is around about 3,500 right across the country. So the biggest number of people being detained, which shows, I think, the concern of the authorities here to try to nip this in the bud. They really don't want there to be a wave of massive protests because they fear the streets here in Russia, I think, the Kremlin does. It's concerned about the pull and the power that Alexei Navalny has, his influence even behind bars. So I think they're watching very carefully and thinking about how they move next.
They are rallying to Navalny at the moment. And the question is, does he have a plan? Because there was a release of a video during the week as well to continue to stoke, I suppose, the unease now, the growing unease with Putin, this video of a palatial palace, a Putin palace on the Black Sea.
Well, yes, this was the bombshell, I suppose, that Alexei Navalny was holding onto until he needed to deploy it. And he dropped it just as he was arriving back here. So just after he arrived back here, this video investigation, his latest investigation, that's what his team does into corruption. And this time he targeted Vladimir Putin for the first time. And it was a video which claimed that Mr. Putin had built for him an enormous palace that was full of all sorts of crazily opulent things, including a toilet brush that apparently was worth some $800. Now, that was obviously supposed to anger people because corruption is an issue that really does get people's goat here. It was something that was reflected then on the street, where some protesters came waving toilet brushes of their own, so objecting to the implication that there is corruption on a large scale here in Russia that goes right up to the very top. So I think, you know, the Kremlin has said this is nonsense. The Kremlin has said that the investigation is a joke and it's absurd that Putin has no palaces. He doesn't need them. And in fact, I've just been watching the big state TV news program from last night. I've just been watching it this morning online. And the whole thrust of that is to still present Alexei Navalny as a nobody and as a corrupt figure himself. Of course, he has been prosecuted in the past for fraud. He's only had suspended sentences in the past. He's called those cases themselves politically motivated. But now the question is, will the Kremlin turn the suspended sentences into real prison time for Alexei Navalny? And what might the backlash then be?
Because he is detained now for violations of probation. EU foreign ministers meeting today. There is a growing international outcry and calls for his release. But is there any sign the Kremlin might heed that and release him?
No, I don't think so. This is a Kremlin that doesn't give in to pressure of any kind, whether foreign or from the streets, I think the streets in particular. So no, I don't think he's going to be released. I suspect he is facing a real prison sentence, as it's described here. So his suspended sentence being turned into an actual period behind bars. And it could be several years that he's facing. I think it's a question of how long rather than whether or not he goes to prison. I mean, okay, up until now, he's only ever been detained by police, but this is prison time that he's facing. And I think that's the Kremlin making a new calculation that they need to basically remove the threat of Alexei Navalny.
Sarah Rainsford, BBC Moscow correspondent, thank you.